Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Donald Trump is ordering MAGA Republicans to just burn it all down and shut down the government. And MAGA Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is whining and saying, why does everybody just want to burn down? Because, Kevin, you are spineless and you've allowed the Republican Party to become the MAGA Republican Party. Here is what Donald Trump posted on his social media, and then I'll show you the response by MAGA Republicans saying that we need to hold the line. It's a direct quote. Here's what Donald Trump says. He goes, a very important deadline is approaching at the end of the month. Republicans in Congress can and must defund all aspects of crooked Joe Biden's weaponized government that refuses to close the border and treats half the country as enemies of the state. This is also the last chance to defund these political prosecutions against me and other patriots. They failed on the debt limit, but they must not fail now. Use the power of the purse and defend the country! Exclamation point. When Donald Trump says jump, MAGA Republicans say how high. When Donald Trump says let's do an insurrection, MAGA Republicans say when. And Donald Trump says on January 6th. When Donald Trump says shut the government down, MAGA Republicans say yes, dear leader. Here's what Matt Gaetz responded to Donald Trump's post. Matt Gaetz goes, and MAGA Republican Matt Gaetz goes, Trump opposes the continuing resolution. Hold the line, and repost Donald Trump's message on Twitter or X or whatever they call it. Here, Marjorie Taylor Greene reposts Donald Trump's statement. Yeah, MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one who attacks survivors of school shootings, who goes on the Alex Jones show. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who talks about Jewish space lasers, who shows nude photos of Hunter Biden in committee hearings. Yeah, that's who, Kevin McCarthy, you put on the critical committees in the House of Representatives. So yes, play fascist stupid games, win fascist stupid prizes that destroy our democracy. Marjorie Taylor Greene writes, I have an amendment to defund political prosecutions by returning the power to Congress to control all funding of special counsels. Right now, the funding is under the authority of the DOJ, which is unconstitutional. You've never even read the Constitution, okay? You are the legislative branch. Inherently, even if your idea made sense and was not an attempt to completely undermine law and order, you realize that the prosecutorial function is an executive branch function, not a legislative function, that you have no conception of what the Constitution says. By the way, here are the amendments offered by Marjorie Taylor Greene that MAGA Republicans want in their spending bill in order for one to ever be passed, but they're all fighting with each other as they refer to themselves as the five mafia families of the GOP, the five orange mafia families. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene's list of amendments. This is her holding this, by the way. None of the funds made available by this act may be used to assist Ukraine. Repeal the permanent and indefinite appropriations of Special Counsel Jack Smith. Prohibit funds to be used to build a new FBI headquarters. Prohibit funding for COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Prohibit through December 31, 2024, the imposition of mask mandates. Prohibit funds from being used to enforce mask mandates. Oh, she wants the prohibiting of mask mandates for passengers of air carriers and public transit and educational settings. Nothing says small government like big government telling private business and local governments what to do. So that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying and doing. So here Kevin McCarthy wonders, he goes, why do they want to burn it down? Why are they trying to burn it down? Because of your your weak, spineless capitulation to MAGA fascism, Kevin McCarthy. Watch Kevin McCarthy say this earlier in the day. Play this clip.
Frustrating in the sense that I don't understand why anybody votes against bringing the idea and having the debate. And then you got all the amendments if you don't like the bill. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. It doesn't work.
And yesterday, Kevin McCarthy whined that his job was so hard. It's so hard to pass a bill, he says. Play this clip.
ER that come from the Senate?
It's hard to pass everything in this place. We started out with a 5-seat majority. I got one member who's now resigned. We got a couple members who are out as well. Anything we do is pretty tough in life. But you know what? This country is too great and too big to give up. And I'm never going to give up on it.
Let me show you this clip from the day before that of a visibly rattled Kevin McCarthy. Play this clip. This is day after day after day as we see Kevin McCarthy get more and more cowardly. Play this clip.
Why are they voting against being... Think about what they're voting against. They're voting against even bringing the bill up to have a discussion about it, to vote on. If you're opposed to the bill, vote against the bill at the end. You've got more than 170 amendments. You could change it if you don't like it. But the idea that you vote against a rule to even bring it up, that makes sense to me. What about
this? So yes, now MAGA Republicans are blocking even the ability to debate things like Pentagon spending. So they're not even allowing debate to commence because they want to burn it down. Why? Because Donald Trump told them to do it. The second time this week, House Republicans lost the rule vote to allow debate on defense spending to fund our military, one of the critical appropriations bills. Otherwise, we won't have funding for our government. Let me show you. Here is the moment where this vote took place, where Republicans lost the rule vote. They lost a rule vote. That's how weak Kevin McCarthy is. Watch this as Kevin McCarthy loses the rule vote. Play this clip.
The nays are 212. The nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oklahoma seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk.
The clerk will report the motion.
Mr. Cole of Oklahoma moves to reconsider the vote on adoption of House Resolution 712.
The question is on the motion to reconsider. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The motion is adopted.
Mr. Speaker, we request a recorded vote.
Recorded vote is requested. Those favoring a recorded vote will rise. A sufficient number having risen, a recorded vote is ordered. Pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 20, further proceedings on this question are postponed. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
My old mattress was low quality and it would overheat while my partner and I were laying in it together, making for a terrible night's sleep. I'm so excited to say that this episode is brought to you by 8 Sleep. This is transformative. There's nothing worse than tossing, turning, or sweating in the night because you're too hot. The pod cover by 8 Sleep will keep you cool all night, all the way to 55 degrees Fahrenheit, so you wake up fully refreshed. The pod cover by 8 Sleep fits on any bed like a fitted sheet. The pod cover will improve your sleep by automatically adjusting the temperature on each side of the bed based on your and your partner's individual needs. It can cool down and warm up and adjust based on the phases of your sleep and the environment that you are in. I love 8 Sleep because we spend almost half of our lives in bed. Improving our sleep routine, habits, and overall sleep quality should be a priority for everyone. It's been a true game changer in my life. I love the temperature control and that both me and my partner can set our side to each of our likings. I wake up feeling refreshed after a great night's sleep, allowing me to start the day off right. 8 Sleep's technology is incredible. For example, thanks to the Pod Sleep sleep and health tracking. You can wake up to a personalized sleep report for you each morning that offers insights on how certain behaviors like late night exercise or caffeine impact your sleep and overall health. I've never experienced sleep like this. And the pod's cooling technology has been a lifesaver. Invest in the rest you deserve with 8 Sleep Pod. Go to 8sleep.com/Midas, spelled EIGHTSLEEP.com/Midas, and save $150 on the pod cover. That's the best offer you'll find. Stay with 8 Sleep, now shipping within the USA, Canada, the UK, select countries in the EU, and Australia. Now back to our show. And as that's going on, here is Matt Gaetz just going on all the right-wing media and mocking Kevin McCarthy. Play this clip.
You know why? Because Kevin McCarthy would never put anything above his own power and his own ambition. So he can't even contemplate putting family first. And it showed another reason why he's not just an ineffective leader, but a morally bankrupt one.
And now I want you to compare all of that chaos and disorder. This is the Democratic minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, saying that it's in the DNA of these MAGA Republicans to try to burn it down. Heck, I know legacy media doesn't like to talk about what really happened in the Trump administration. They like to provide this alternative universe of what went down, but the MAGA Republicans shut themselves down when they controlled the executive branch and both chambers of the legislative branch. Watch this brilliant, brilliant speech by Hakeem Jeffries from earlier in the day. Play the clip.
2018 into 19, same thing. They shut the government down for 35 days. By the way, when the government shutdown began, Donald Trump was president. Republicans controlled the House and the Senate. In December of 2018, they shut themselves down. That's how much it's in their DNA. That time, what was the extreme ransom note? We want you to waste billions of dollars of taxpayer money to fund Trump's ineffective medieval border wall. Once again, we held firm, refused to pay their ransom note, and we were able to get the government reopen. Why are we going down this road again? We know how it's going to end. We're not paying a ransom note so you can jam your extreme ideology down the throats of the American people and hurt everyday Americans. We never have, and we never will.
And folks, the choice is simple. Chaos and disorder, or normalcy and stability. Do I agree with Democrats and President Joe Biden on everything? No, but we need adults. We need a functioning government. We need people acting like professionals as opposed to this. Remember when Donald Trump was urging all of the MAGA Republicans to blow up the government, to burn down our Constitution, to burn down the functioning of our government by making the debt ceiling a hostage-style negotiation as opposed to just, hey, raising the debt ceiling? Remember what Donald Trump said on that so-called CNN town hall where he was asked, well, why didn't you do this when you were in office? And the response was, well, because I was president then and now I'm not.
Stupid people.
You once said that using the debt ceiling as a negotiating wedge just could not happen. You said that when you were in the Oval Office.
That's when I was president.
So why is it different now that you're out of office?
Because now I'm not president.
It's all about him. He puts himself above this country, and in fact, not only that, wants to affirmatively cause harm to this country. People, we need to wake up. I need your help right now. Share this video with people you know. That's the best way you can help, because we laid it out very clearly here. What is going on? Please share this video with anybody you know right now. Subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers. And if you want to support the growth of this network, go to patreon.com/MidasTouch. patreon.com/MidasTouch. MEIDASTOUCH. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at MidasTouch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.